be here, bringing books to life, vision without sight.
The Cosmic Footlights, written by Daniel Wilmot and produced by Be Here.
The needle-sharp towers of the lunar prison stabbed like knife blades from the moon that almost no one but convicted murderers dared approach. But even shrouded by their hooded travelling cloaks, it would take someone outside of their considerable viewing platforms not to recognise Lady Felicia Vallon and Lord Alfred Meadows as they advanced through the security gates, nodding to the prostrating figures of the guards and gliding along the dark hallway to the door of the one they had come to see.
Open the cell! I'm guessing no one taught you it's not nice to snarl at a beautiful lady.
Well, if I meet one, I'll be sure to remember.
Oh, yes. I was waiting for the witty retort.
Impudent female.
You know, did you ever consider you cyborg types might be a little bit more respectable if you spoke more nicely to people once in a while?
Begone from my sight, human scum.
Okay, first of all, I'm a planet lord, so I'll do what I like. Second, since you're the one in prison for trying to take over the galaxy, I'm not too upset about disturbing your alone time. Third, I'm scum! You're the one rusting in a cell, sweetie!
Lady Vallon, can you please just tell this psychotic salt pot what you want with him before I die of nausea?
I'll sear your flesh for your insolence, old man.
Okay, I take it back. That's actually quite scary. Now, could you please let go of my colleague's throat?
He called me a salt pot.
He didn't mean it. He's just bitter because he's too old and uninteresting to be on TV these days.
Oh, very well.
Thank you. Now, Captain Fendris, as far as I can see, you've got two major problems in your life. One, you're stuck in prison. And two, you're stuck in prison. Now, I realise that's technically only one problem, but since it has such a huge effect on your being able to conquer the universe again, I thought...
This miserable moon cannot hold me captive. War is coming. My acolytes shall obliterate these confines and...
War shall come when Greenwald wants it to come, Captain. Not before. This is our galaxy. When we have need of a massacre, believe me, you and your armies will be called upon. But until then, you follow our timetable or find yourself irrevocably stricken from it. Are we clear?
Yes, my lady.
Now, if you fancy flexing that unique psychic radar of yours, I do have a little task for you. You're going to locate a ship for me. Then you'll be coming with us to give its owners a good...
Wait! You're going as well?
I believe I said we're going as well, my lord. Your hearing's not slipping already, is it?
My lady, the whole point of having trained assassins is so they can do the dirty work for us.
Yes, that's your problem, isn't it, Meadows? If you want something done, you never do it yourself. You just sit back at your big desk and let the minions do it.
Yes, that's how I've survived this long.
And that's why the chairman thinks you're boring. I like doing the dirty work. It's why I took the job. And the board loves me for it. But if you're that desperate to let me have all the glory again, have a nice afternoon at your big desk.
Meanwhile, sat at the controls of the spaceship's cockpit, Cat Calliday's afternoon was far from nice.
Cat, how are you, dear? Come on now, this is very childish.
Does the phrase, I'm not talking to you, mean anything to old people these days?
Hey, less of that, thank you. I'm not old yet.
You're old enough to be playing a granny.
It's not a granny, it's a nanny. And anyway, that's called acting.
Exactly. That's what I've been trying to get into the last 6 years. But every time it's always, sorry, you're too short. Sorry, you've got red hair. Sorry, we don't take people with false arms, but you could always be a techie for us.
Cat.
You know what? I'm sick of being ignored. I thought I'd get to act on this ship. No more prejudice, no more favouritism, no more stupid directors giving the parts to whatever pretty little...
Darling, it's a male part.
So? I can play principal boy. Randall's not even in this company.
It's just one show. That's all, dear. And he's not arrogant. He's trying really hard in rehearsals, believe me.
Sat cross-legged on the floor in Lady Vallon's office, the appalling cybernetic body of Captain Fendris appeared to be in a trance. But then, as the green light of his third eye began flashing, his two biological eyes opened wide with a start.
Lady Vallon, I have them.
Where?
On the border of Sage Space. The Mandrake system.
Launch a requisition craft. We'll cruise out and meet them.
So, how have rehearsals been then?
If I'm honest, not very good. It's been nearly 3 days now, and he still hasn't got his lines down properly.
Slave driver!
I am not a slave driver.
You're a huge slave driver.
Hey, you're the one who looks stupid on that stage if you don't remember your words, mate.
Well, maybe if they weren't so rubbish, they'd stick in my head better.
Nice to see we're keeping it professional, gentlemen.
He's an idiot, that Prince Harold. Just because you've become king, you wouldn't just banish your oldest and dearest friend.
How would you know? You've never had any friends.
Cat, that's enough.
Shut up. You're not the boss of me, you old bat.
Did you just call me old again?
So, is anyone actually flying this ship, or...
I told you she was disrespectful, didn't I?
Who asked you to butt in, you great big royal... That was a whopping great torpedo!
There's a message coming in on the screen.
Obviously that was just a warning shot, Captain Holden.
How did she find us? I thought you...
I did. There must have been something wrong with the cloak.
Now, as you can probably see, we have a big ship full of incredibly devastating weapons on your tail. So if you'd just like to fly your little toy plane into my cargo bay, we'll settle this with as few nasty explosions as possible.
What's wrong, Flick? You don't want to just blast us to bits? That'd solve all your problems, wouldn't it?
Jed, shut up.
Yes, I don't think it's altogether wise if...
Cat, how far to the planet's atmosphere from here?
It's just below us. Why...
Take a dive.
What?
Take a dive, now.
The Greenwald ship's giving chase.
Everyone hang on to your lunches.
If you're thinking you can outrun me, Jedite, you might want to...
Come on, sweetie, let's see those big guns, eh?
Will you stop enticing her?
What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just our captain dicing with death again.
Typical Felicia. The show never is as good as you advertise, is it, darling?
Seriously, Jed, will you?
Okay, that's it. I want to mutiny. Anyone else want to mutiny?
How come?
Is that the best you've got, Flick?
Jedi, we can't take another hit like that.
Just get us into the atmosphere.
We're in the atmosphere. Where do we go now?
What about the teleportation button?
It's gone offline. That last bang must have knocked it out.
Want another little taste, darlings?
Hey, that wasn't the Greenwald ship.
Then who was it?
We're getting another message through.
Sorry. Totally missed the target there.
Who is that?
A Greenwald vessel. This is Lord Vernon Silk of the Mandrake Republic. Ceasefire or prepare to be destroyed.
It's the Sages. They're flying out to meet us.
More to the point, look who they're firing on.
Jedi was right. The shimmering chevron-shaped ships of the Sages went hurtling straight for the Greenwald battlecraft, blasting it with every laser cannon they could muster. Whilst on Felicia Vallon's bridge...
Detonate all missiles! Knock those interfering sorcerers out of the air!
I can't! They're swarming all over us!
Is this your idea of pleasing the chairman, my lady?
Oh, shut up! Fendris, get over here!
Back on Jedi's ship.
The sages are blowing up the Greenwald ship! It's disintegrating!
Told you they hate them, didn't I? I mean, not as much as we do.
Sweet holy scarab, that's a big explosion!
I believe you have your revenge, boys.
What? That's it? Lady Valen's dead?
It would appear so.
I can go home then.
Hey, not yet. We've got a show to do first, remember?
Delight to welcome my friends. Now, if you would care to land your craft, the theatre awaits you.
Oh, no.